Fullyford squad to choose from, was, and preparations are going as well as we could with the weather. We had a couple of things to go. We had a friendly called off a week ago there with against Hearts because of the weather and that. But overall, the boys are all playing well with their clubs, and I think more to the point from my point of view, they all come through their club games of the weekend unscathed, you know.
Yeah. Because it's been a big turnaround from the group stages for the LYT. Things have started to click now in the latter part of the competition for you.
They have, Oisin. They have. We were missing a lot of players in our first games. You know, you've players like Darren McDay, Lee McCaughan, Dara Black, boys that were either injured or couldn't really come up at the start of the college year are now all available and playing well. So, I mean, our last two trips away, we were waiting a minute to get ourselves into the quarterfinals. We won 4-1 down there. And then we went and played Carlow. Our best performance of the year by a mile. We beat Carlow 4-0 down there. So it's starting to hopefully click at the right time for us, Oisin, you know.
Yeah, scoring 8 goals over the course of 2 matches. You'll be looking to continue that winning formula anyway in Limerick.
Well, definitely, you know, in football, you can never tell. But, I mean, all the signs are good that we've stopped conceding goals and we're scoring goals, which is good. We conceded one against Maynooth, and I say we had a clean sheet the last day in Carlow. We scored 8, so hopefully, you know, maybe we're starting to get the balance right a wee bit.
Will this be the toughest game so far this year for you? Is that what you're expecting on Wednesday afternoon in Limerick?
I would say, you know, a lot of these college matches, as you know the students change from year to year. So, Carlow was the biggest one up until now, and Limerick will be the biggest one this far this season, because it's tomorrow we play it, actually, and it's not that we know that much about them or they know that much about us, you know what I mean? It's just a lot of it in college football, you don't know what you have until you, or what they have until you're actually there in the day.